Recently, James Gunn confirmed that the Arkham series, that was to be developed by Matt Reeves, is actually going to be set in his new and upcoming DCU and not Matt Reeves' The Batverse. I break down all the details we have and why you should be still be excited for this show right here. Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning, and today is a big day for DC, at least for me, because while this is going to be uploaded right after I record it, which I'm doing right now, I'm actually going to be seeing Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. So this will be uploading as I go see that, and a review of that will be up within the next 24 hours. But going back to what I was actually going to talk about today, and that is Matt Reeves' upcoming Arkham series that was originally going to be a spin-off from The Batman and set in his Reevesverse, or not, or actually maybe not, apparently based off what was being said here. Now, when it comes to this and going back to the origins of when this was announced, this was actually, I believe, confirmed by Matt Reeves himself during the press tour for The Batman, where he confirmed that they were no longer working on the Gotham PD show that was going to follow kind of an officer who kind of turned from being corrupt to being, an actual legit officer. Or with the other way around, I can't remember. And that they were actually kind of morphing that, or at least instead of that, developing a series based on Arkham Asylum. And now he never actually said which universe it was in, but it seemed pretty clear that it was going to be in his Batverse, that it had currently only has the Batman, but we have the Penguin, which is in production. It's a series that will come out next year, stars Colin Farrell, and the Batman Part Two, which is currently written. It's currently being written and will release into theaters, at least as of right now, on October 3rd, 2025. And with all that being said, we kind of just assumed, oh, the other one we'd get pretty soon, at least from the next couple of years, was going to be the Arkham series. But interestingly enough, that's actually not what's going to be happening. The show is still happening, and Matt Reeves is still producing it, but not in the way that we were kind of expecting. Now, so what's going on here is that James Gunn has kind of confirmed that, and no, he has confirmed that Matt Reeves' Arkham series will actually be set in the DCU. So via Threads, a fan asked Matt Reeves, I mean, not Matt Reeves, James Gunn, what projects they were producing within the Batverse and whether there were any more than what was being set. And James Gunn replied saying, "Right now, Matt is producing Arkham as a DCU series. So there's just the two for now." And the two, of course, being Penguin and The Batman Part Two. Again, October 3rd, 2025. Penguin still set to release next year. I'm assuming in the fall because of the delays. And I originally read this when it was coming out. James Gunn is pretty much the only reason I'm still on Threads. So I'm always following what he's saying, and he says some very interesting stuff that I wish I could cover on here, because it's really interesting to me, but I don't think many other people would be interested if you're not following the upcoming DCU as religiously as I seem to be doing, apparently. But this was really interesting because I saw this and it clearly indicated that the Arkham series would be set separately from the Penguin and his Robert Pattinson Batman movies. And then another fan asked him to clarify, and he responded saying that, yes, we love Matt as a director and producer, so he'll be producing both stories within the Batman universe and within the DCU. So this very much clears up that, yes, it is in James Gunn's DCU and is not a Batverse project. I like to call it the Batverse, but I don't know. Some people like the Reevesverse. You can say whatever you want. And he also goes on to say that it was one of the first pitches we bought when Peter and I came on board. I don't know the permutations it went through before that time. So this is clearly indicating that James Gunn, as far as he's concerned, since he's been the co-CEO of DC Studios, which has been since November 1st of 2022. That's over a year now, which is crazy. He has had this project. He accepted this project. He bought the pitch, one of the first ones he did, and it's been set in the DCU. So I'm assuming what's happened, and I know assuming will just never end well, but I'm assuming and guessing and predicting based off what we know about this show that what probably happened was that they were developing this originally as a Batverse project, but then decided it would be better fit for its own universe. But with James Gunn coming in and starting a new DCU with Superman Legacy, The Brave and the Bold, Lanterns, and whatever else he's doing, it would fit pretty nicely in there. And I'm assuming because of that, they pitched it to James Gunn. He obviously loved the pitch. And he, again, like he says, he loves Matt Reeves. And just even the thought of those two people I love so much, Matt Reeves and James Gunn, even like collaborating on a project, I think is so exciting. But obviously, that's what's going on. And now the Arkham series, we don't know the official title, whether it's going to be Arkham Asylum, Batman, Arkham. I'm assuming it's not going to be that because we already have a very, very prominent, you know, Arkham, Batman, Arkham series, but of games. And not in, you know, the actual, you know, not like a movie or a show. So what do I think about this? Do I think this is a mistake? Would I have preferred it to be set in the Batverse? I personally am kind of indifferent on it. I was really excited about the prospect of an Arkham show, and I'm actually more excited for this compared to kind of the Gotham PD show, which I think could have been really cool if you kind of like a Gotham City Year One thing, kind of like the recent graphic novel that was put out by Tom King. I don't think that's what it was going to be, but it could have been cool. But I think at the end of the day, this project just seems so much more unique than that and so much more distinctive. It seems like it stands out a lot more. Because what the problem with that show was, I feel like because we already had Gotham, the show, which we had Jim Gordon as one of the main leads that I watched a few episodes of and I really was not a fan of, I feel like that this would have been too similar to that. Well, I feel like an Arkham show set in there just dealing with the psychosis and just going full on into the criminal element of Gotham would have been so much more interesting and would have just involved so much more of Batman's mythos and his villains and kind of the lore of Gotham City and the Arkhams. It's so much more interesting, and there's so much you can bring in from different comics, whether that's Grant Morrison's Arkham Asylum, or even really long runs on the characters, stuff from like Dark Victory, bringing in villains from pretty much anything. There's so much potential for what you could do, and they could absolutely fall into the trap of just being overwhelmed with how much you can do. But I just think it's such an interesting take. Now, Arkham is, of course, referring to Arkham Asylum, and that is, of course, the kind of ward, I would almost call it, that the psychiatric hospital where a lot of the very prominent Batman villains are kept. The Joker probably being the one you're thinking of when you're thinking of Arkham and what kind of villain would be kept there. Of course, the opening of Arkham Asylum, the video game, has you transporting Joker into Arkham Asylum because Batman's caught him again, and I love that sequence. And when it comes to this show, it being set in the DCU, I feel like it does open up a few possibilities that I think could be really interesting. Number one is you can have a lot more of the fantastical, and you're less tied to a very grounded universe. Because Matt Reeves' Batman universe is very much adjacent to our reality and not adjacent to the DC universe as we know it. It's definitely an alternate version of the world we live in as opposed to an alternate version of the DC universe. And it's elevated by the prospect of just a Batman who exists. He is the thing that stands out the most within it as just being something that you wouldn't see in the real world. And I feel like moving it to be San James Gunn's DCU, which is going to be having crazy stuff like the Lazarus Pit and Batman having a son with Talia and the Creature Commandos, Frankenstein, Green Lanterns. What else do we have? Like the Paradise Island or Booster Gold, time travel, and everything that's going to come. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, we're going out into the cosmos and meeting people by the name of stuff like Creme of the Yellow Hills. I mean, we're going just full on into the insane, and we're just going as far as we can, which I love about James Gunn's slate. And because of that, I feel you can get into so many more Batman villains that I don't think you could do in the DCU, at least not to their full potential. And some of those are, of course, Mr. Freeze, who I don't think we'll see on this show, but, you know, I'm just giving an example of a more non-grounded Batman villain you could do. Obviously, Mad Hatter, we have Clayface, who apparently they're doing in the Batman Part 2, but it's not going to be the true version of the character. Hugo Strange, to a degree, depending on how he involves Batman's other you know, Rogues Gallery members. Killer Croc, Poison Ivy. I mean, there's so many characters who you just can't really do Man-Bat, even, that I just couldn't really see them doing in a true way in Matt Reeves' universe. Now, with that being said, I will say, I am still much more excited for the Batman Part 2 and what's going on in Matt Reeves' Batman universe compared to what James Gunn is doing with Batman specifically. I mean, I'm more excited for Superman Legacy than I think any other upcoming DC film. But when it comes to what he's doing with Batman, because we're going straight to Damian Wayne and we are skipping Dick Grayson, and there's a lot about the universe that we're missing, I'm not quite as excited for that, although I'm super hyped to see it, as I am for, say, the Batman Part 2, because I love the Batman. It's one of my favorite comic book movies of all time. I'm so excited for that film. And I'm still more excited for stuff within that universe that involves Batman than stuff going on with Batman in the DCU. But I'm really curious to see whether this is going to be coming out before The Brave and the Bold or after, whether the events of that film will tie to this show. I think it's really curious that Matt Reeves is working on this as well in a completely different universe. I have to imagine he has his hands completely full writing a Batman 2 script, but also trying to oversee the production of The Penguin and overseeing the development of this show. And I'm assuming at least one or two other shows. We heard rumors of Professor Pig and stuff like that a while back. I think that's an interesting choice. I'm not going to talk about that too much until they officially reveal it, because it could have just been pitches they were receiving. But I'm really curious to see how that's going to work. I hope he doesn't get too jumbled in his two universes where they become too similar. But I don't think that's going to happen. I feel like he definitely knows what he wants to do with this show. I hope it goes on fully into the horror direction and has, you know, kind of the vibe and at least the atmosphere of the Arkham Asylum video game from Rocksteady, specifically the first Batman Arkham game. Because I feel like I just love the tone. You can definitely take inspiration from, of course, Grant Morrison's Arkham Asylum series, House on Serious Earth, which has this just very eerie atmosphere to it. And I think that's probably what they're going to be doing in this show. It's going to be, again, very much focused on... It's kind of could be kind of like Mindhunter, the show on Netflix, which David Fincher produced, but set in the DCU and for the Batman Rogues Gallery. And this is very similar to what they're going to be doing with the rumored Rogues show, which has been talked about so much that I feel like, not talked about, but reported and hinted at so much by different, you know, scoopers, that I feel like that's almost a done deal of being one of the only rumored things we've heard about the DCU that could actually come true. This could kind of be like that for Batman. I think it's suitable for them to be focused on the Batman and Flash villains, because I would say Batman and the Flash have probably the two best rogues galleries in DC and arguably in all of comics other than Spider-Man, who I think arguably might be on the same level as them too. But anyways, I'm super excited for this. I would have loved to see this be set in Matt Reeves' universe. I did like the iteration of Arkham Asylum, but I'm also excited to see a more classic, very much traditional Arkham Asylum, have kind of the castle looking, have those gates opening up, have, you know, like the white walls on the side and all that graffiti, and just design it like you would see Arkham on the pages and exactly what... And I think maybe that's what appealed to Matt Reeves, that he already created an Arkham Asylum in The Batman. But maybe that's not quite the correct location for a full-on show. Maybe having it be set in the, you know, main DCU of the future of DC on the big screen is the right way to go. And it might allow for a bit more potential in what you can do. Because, of again, it has a bit more of an elevated reality to it. So I'm really curious to see how this is going to turn out. I'm super excited about this show. I'm so excited Matt Reeves is working on it alongside James Gunn. Whether this is going to be part of DCU in Chapter 1 or Chapter 2 remains to be seen. We'll find all that within the next couple of years, I'm assuming. And I know that sounds like a long time, but we do have Creature Commandos, at least coming out next year, and Penguin, which is, of course, from Matt Reeves' universe, and I can't wait to see those. Like I said, my review of Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom will be out tomorrow. And what I want to know from you guys is, what are the three Batman villains that you would like to see most appear on this show? And I almost want it to be a bit of an anthology series, like maybe like an 8-episode focusing on 8 different Batman villains. But maybe there's going to be focusing on maybe like a Doctor. Maybe we're going to go all the way back and, you know, focus on Amadeus Arkham himself. I have no idea. But we will find out all that, again, like I said, hopefully pretty soon. Or maybe not soon at all. But again, like I said, at least we're getting some content. So look out for my review. Let me know what are the top 3 Batman villains you want to see the most. It is in the Q&A section on Spotify. And I would really like to hear your answers. I will catch you all next time. Bye-bye.